Hello and welcome to this week's episode of H&A.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Alex. On this week's episode,
some interesting big babies, a doctor, and a horny dog. Hello.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good Eve. I am.
You say this at any time of the day.
Oh, I do. Yeah. You know, I answer the phone and I'm like, good Eve.
Good Eve. How are you on this good Eve?
I am well on this good Eve. I always seem to say I am well at the start of the episode.
You do.
It's just a thing.
Yeah. It's like when somebody asks you how you are and they don't actually want to know. They just want you to say, oh, I'm good, how are you? And then they go, I'm good, thanks. And then that's the conversation.
That's it.
Have you ever tried that? Like answering honestly when somebody actually asks you?
I tend to do it quite often.
What, you tend to answer honestly?
Yes. I think it has to be a working in theatre thing.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you can easily just be like, if someone's like, oh, how are you today? You could easily just be like, you know what? I'm really pissed off.
Yeah, I feel like that's because the theatre lot are very expressive with their emotions.
I think so, especially when it's like an actor that asks you and you're just like,
yeah.
You don't
like
want to have...
We're expected to be in tune with our emotions mm-hmm. and know what's going on and be honest about it.
Yeah.
But like, I used to love doing it at work and it would just like, oh, how are you doing today? And it's like, actually, kind of shit, but that's not what you were asking, so I'm good.
So I am well, actually.
How are you? Fine? Okay, bye.
But how are you?
How am I? I am actually, surprisingly, I am quite good.
I am glad.
I say surprisingly, like the rest of my life is completely depressing, but... No, I've just had quite an uneventful week, and I'm quite happy. I'm having a good time.
I think
time.
We've both had severely uneventful weeks, so we apologise in advance whether this is an incredibly boring episode.
We're going to try and make it not boring, though.
I know, we've got some questions lined up that are very exciting. On the theme of asking how are you, have you seen the really, really annoying Nationwide advert?
No.
There's a really, really annoying Nationwide advert at the moment. Nationwide seem to do, for those of you who don't live in the UK, Nationwide is a building society / bank.
Yes. Although I never know the difference.
I don't, honestly, either. It's a bit weird. But what I don't, they did once an advert where it was two women behind a piano singing and it was just... the bane of everyone in the UK's life. And then now...
Isn't everything.
Yeah. And now they are doing specific, like, lockdown, like, adverts.
Oh, right, okay.
Where they have people who are in lockdown recording an advert, like, on their iPhone. And they're usually along the line of, like, a monologue from, like, a random actor or a random person. And they are the most cringe thing I've ever seen on television.
Oh no, they're, will have to YouTube this.
Yeah, they're annoying. Like, they're a lot just like, just remember the time that we had your birthday in lockdown and we partied, and just remember when someone asks you, this is one of the lines, this is what brought this rant up. Remember when someone asks you, how are you? They genuinely mean it now, because we mean it now, and life is different now. It's honestly
wow,
honestly, it's That's... just so ridiculous.
No, the one I've heard over and over again, which has actually really annoyed me, well, it's not annoyed me, I've just heard it like about 7 times a day, is the one that O2 is doing at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I've got one. And it's all these different people, like, and they're trying to make it so then it's like people in like a office job and then a farmer, and like trying to get it so it's all people, and it's like anyone can be offered a fantastic sim deal from
O2. No. Well, yeah, O2 also...
It's so annoying.
Also, for those of you not in the UK, O2 is a phone carrier, a bit like Verizon. So O2 also have one on the TV at the moment where it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's the one that they're advertising Star Wars at the same time. So they're, because okay. Disney Plus and O2 have a deal, so when you buy like a new contract on O2, you get 6 months free of Disney Plus.
Okay, I got
so
you.
So it was round about the time that Disney Plus released Force Awakens. No, Rise of Skywalker.
Okay.
Rise of Skywalker. And I don't even think it is the Rise of Skywalker. The newest one. When around about the time where Disney Plus released the newest Star Wars. And they have a phone vibrating, and it's the Imperial March, like the da 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 da. But
yeah,
the sound of the phone vibrating, and the ringtone is so real. It's like someone's phone is going off in the room. Like the vibration noise that they have used is just so specific that it makes everyone's ears prick up, which is marketing genius.
Oh yeah, that's gold.
Because it makes everyone just go, oh, my phone's ringing. And then you go, oh no, it's just the TV. And then you're fixed.
Yeah.
It's
how they get you.
That's how they draw you in. Exactly. It's brilliant. I love a good bit of marketing.
Mm.
I just love it.
My favorite one is when I hear the Tesco ads on the radio in my Tesco van.
Does it give you a sense of pride?
No, it makes me laugh.
Does it make you kind of sit there and go,
I don't know why?
Does it make you just sit there going, little did I know, if someone spoke to me this time last year and told me, you know what, you'll be working for Tesco in July, and you would just be like, oh no, fuck off, I'm not going to be working for Tesco in July.
I never thought I would work for Tesco.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because the way we look at working for Tesco, because of where we come from, like, working for Tesco means you've gone straight from school to working at a checkout.
Yes.
And you've not left home.
Yeah, because so we have a Tesco in like our small town.
Village town.
So
thing. Yeah.
A lot of people that we've gone to school with instantly, no disrespect to them, because a lot of them were working on degrees and that kind of stuff on the sidelines.
Yeah.
But the majority of people we went to school with would instantly just go from school to Tesco.
Yeah, and it's no disrespect, it's just not the life I ever thought I would be leading.
No.
I didn't, because as you say, like, it's either people who have gone straight to work and have just not really done much with mm-hmm. their lives, mm-hmm. not in a mean way, just in a factual way, or people who are doing uni degrees and that's just totally not
you.
My thing.
No, like, you've done your college, so that's
never
all you
thought.
Need to do.
I did 1 year of college and dropped out.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, but I totally get it. It's like, yeah, I think everything at the moment is very much like, if someone had spoken to me this time last year, or even at Christmas.
Yeah.
And had said,
told me that any of this was going to happen.
Especially with the position I'm in right now, where, like, I'm not really able to say much, but the company I'm working for is not going through a great time.
Yeah.
But that's theater at the moment. That's just like, just
anything that's not
anything.
Like medicine or banks mm-hmm. are pretty much going through a hard time. Mm-hmm. Like especially the creative arts.
Yeah.
You know, they're especially struggling at the moment.
Exactly. So like, if someone had told me while I was like on Panto at Christmas, you might not work again this year after this job is over.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I finished that job on New Year's Eve on Hogmanay, if someone had said to me, okay, this is going to be your last job until probably October time, or even later, I would have been like, oh, fuck off, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But look where we are now.
Yay.
Speaking of hard time, I was in a meeting this morning for work.
Yes.
And
yes.
I didn't know it was, we spoke about this, I didn't know it was a video chat when we first went in. So I'd obviously like just put on a shirt just like in case it was a video chat.
I mean,
chat.
Thank God. Can you imagine if you just answered and you were just like...
Well, me and my boss actually did say that we were just going to show up in our jammies and just be like, oh, it's a video chat.
I love that.
So we had a meeting this morning and I had sat down and I'd gotten comfortable and I was like, you know, I'm just going to take my slippers off. And I realized about 10 minutes later, halfway, like about 10 minutes into the meeting, that my feet were actually really, really cold. And I had like, where like I sit, like to record and like my desk, there's a little like sofa next to it. And I usually have like a pile of clothes. And I had a pair of like my fluffy pajama, like fluffy like socks, almost like a pajama sock,
yeah,
a slipper sock. And because it was a video chat, I couldn't just lean out of screen and get the socks. So I spent a good 5 minutes like coercing them with my foot to try and fall off the sofa to fall towards while just sitting. Like nothing was going on from the waist down. And I was like trying to keep such a straight face while my feet were just like bobbing up and down trying to get these socks.
Oh my god.
It was dramatic.
I think I probably would have just turned my camera off and then been like, oh, sorry, I can't find the button to turn it back on again.
But then every time like the you would turn your camera off and on, you would then pop to the top.
Oh.
So you know like in a Zoom, it's like gallery view, so you see everyone.
Yeah.
There was so many people in this meeting that it was multiple pages of gallery view. And every time someone would mute themselves or unmute themselves or turn their camera on or turn their camera off, they would pop to the top of the gallery view. So I didn't want to draw attention to the fact I was trying to get some socks.
That's amazing. That's fantastic.
The things we have to do
so
in 2020.
So an eventful morning then.
Yeah, the things we have to do in 2020 for a lovely meeting.
Well, I had... not quite as dramatically eventful morning, but I had my first click and collect experience.
You did. I'm excited to hear how it was.
So I've always just been like, oh, I'll just go into the shop, because I've always thought that click and collect or delivery is really expensive, but it's not.
Did you have to pay for click and collect or was it free?
No. So if you order like over £25, then click and collect's free.
Oh.
And if you order over £40, I think it is, then delivery's free.
You should know this.
But even if you don't, it's only £4. So I was like, oh, it's actually not that expensive. So let's do this, because Hannah doesn't mind driving to the shop. She just doesn't like walking around the shop.
Yeah.
Because it's really annoying. So I went along, and obviously, like, I've done click and collect, like, worked it at my own store. So I know how it works there, and what we do is we load the whole, like, the 2 hour slots shopping into the van, drive the van round to the other side of the car park, park it, and then just take them out of the van when they get there.
Yeah.
So I got to this one, and there was, like, no space for a van. So I was like, oh, this is different from what I'm used to. What's going to happen? So they come along and they ask my name, and then they go inside to get my shopping and then wheel it out. And I was quite impressed with this, because I was like, right, this is actually quite good staff-wise, because it means you're not having to just sit outside for 2 hours. It must be quite close to go and get it. You're getting like people shopping in order. That works, right? But what we do is we get the customer to open the boot and then go and sit back in their car, and then we load the shopping into their car so that they're pretty much staying in their car. Or if they don't feel comfortable getting out of the car, then we open their boot.
Yeah.
Basically, we do it so that we're loading their shopping into their car. I get there and they just push the crates to me and then step back. I was like, oh.
It's like, okay, this is how we're doing things here.
Oh, honey.
That's strange.
So I was not impressed that, because it actually says in like the email at the moment, it says stay in your car and someone will load your shopping.
That's very, very
strange. You have to get out and do it
that
yourself.
Not following Tesco protocol.
I know.
They should be ashamed.
I know. Yes. Because, like, you can have more than one car waiting at a time, so it's to stop, like, loads of people being out of their car.
Yeah.
At once. Is like, your, it's just staff that are outside.
Is your staff account attached to your order thing?
Not at the moment. My club card account is what I use at the moment.
Okay.
But I now have an employee number, so I think I can log in.
Okay, because I was going to say maybe it was just because you were staff and they were like, oh, she knows what she's doing.
No, because it was every single car. I noticed all the cars in front of me doing the same thing.
That's very and
I was like,
weird.
Oh.
Do they have one of the huts?
It's like the thing, yeah, the rectangle roof.
No, this isn't.
To drive through.
No.
So
the one
near
us. Mm-hmm. Has like the little archway that you drive through to like keep you dry, and then it's got like a little hut next to it,
okay,
where they keep all the shopping.
Oh no, yeah, this is the fanciest version. So basically we have the same idea, but instead of a hut we use the van,
right? Okay.
And then yeah, some of them have huts, and then some of them are kind of done like those click and collect Amazon ones that you get in shopping centres.
Yeah, where it's like a locker.
Where it's a code, yeah, with a locker.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they staff them. But, oh, yes. And then as I was driving away, I realised I'd forgotten to order mushrooms, so I had to go to the shop anyway.
And they also gave you frozen carrots instead of fresh.
Yes, although it was my fault. I ordered frozen carrots when I thought they were fresh carrots. I just went for the cheapest ones.
Mm-hmm. Like everyone would.
Yes. So, I don't know. I'll figure out something. The issue here
I'm
is
sure
I don't
make something.
I don't eat cooked carrots. That's the issue. That's why I buy
I like
raw carrots because I'll just peel a carrot and add that to my dinner rather than cooking it because I don't like, but if it's frozen, I'm going to have to cook them.
Yes.
Or just put them on my plate and crunch them.
Well, I mean, a frozen carrot, once it's defrosted, should be okay just to eat as a carrot.
I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced.
It should be fine.
That's the other thing. They're not just frozen carrots. They're already cut. They're cut into rings. So that's my eventful week.
Mistake in an order.
I will learn for next time. I'm going to start doing it.
Would you recommend?
I would recommend. I think I might try and get a delivery slot for next week, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or I might do it for like a few weeks' time and do like a full month.
Big shop.
Yeah. Although I don't know.
That's what
I
do.
I do like a weekly meal plan. So. Unless I was to keep my meal plan the exact same every week.
Or just do a big monthly meal plan.
My board isn't that big.
But then, I mean, the thing is, you're not going to be able to... If you're doing a meal plan weekly, your big shop at the start of the month is just going to be like the stuff that can keep for that long. You're not going to be able to have your fresh stuff, so you're going to need to do little top-up shops on top of it to get like your fresh items.
Yeah.
How do you cope down there without a little farm shop?
Well, I just have to order like the smallest vegetables I can find because I am just on my lonesome, on my tod. So I don't want my veg to go off. But I still need veg because my mum's a very colourful plate gal. So I'm used to having many different vegetables on my plate. For my dinner.
You always had to have some veg.
Yeah. So.
And I don't think it helps now that your brother works at the farm shop.
No, because she can just get him to get stuff.
I think. And he's so fussy.
He's very fussy. Yeah, he'll eat carrots and broccoli.
And that's about it.
And that is all. That is it. Yes.
My God. I remember having tea at yours growing up. And it was just a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember I used to love coming to yours for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Because your mum would always make, like, well, because on top of my brother being fussy, my mum's vegetarian as well. And we'd always have, like, some kind of meat dish when we came to yours. And I'd just love it.
Mm-hmm. I know. And, like, well, coming to yours was specifically difficult because I don't eat a lot.
True.
Like, my portion sizes are quite small. So
my family do big portion sizes, and I didn't notice this until I moved out. And now when I go back, like, I'll eat it all because it's good, but the days that I'm there, I've never been that full, and I won't eat lunch because otherwise I won't manage dinner.
I mean, I think it's because your dad's cooking is just so good.
Yeah.
But the portion sizes are massive.
Yeah.
I remember my favourite thing as a kid growing up was your dad's mushroom risotto.
That's what I'm making tonight.
It's so good, and I am so jealous.
Yeah. I'm going to put some chicken in it, though, as well.
Yeah.
And maybe some peas or sweet corn. Mm-hmm.
But, like, now growing up, my favourite thing of your dad's has now changed.
Oh, yes.
It is now his wine.
Understandable.
It's very understandable that my priorities have changed.
And strong.
Good, strong, and often very fruity.
Yeah, his speciality, I would say, is probably his elderberry.
Oh, yes, it's incredible.
To die for. Does an elderberry, and then later on he does an elderflower.
How are the frozen fruit wines going on?
Oh, I don't know. I'll need to ask if they're finished. Because I don't know how long it takes to make wine.
I don't even know if you were there that day. I think it was maybe another situation of I turned up to pick something up and I was dragged in.
Perhaps.
I think.
What is the
situation?
I was
waiting on you returning. When your freezer broke.
Yeah, the freezer broke and my dad was making a horrendous amount of wine because he was trying to use all the frozen fruit. Yeah, I was there.
You were there.
Yeah.
I couldn't quite remember because I remember standing in your kitchen, your mum just going, we have so much frozen fruit and we don't know what to do with it. And your dad was just standing in the corner. We're like,
he's like, so much wine.
And I was just like, Irwin, I was like, make a pavlova or something. Like, come on.
Irwin, make a pavlova. That's amazing.
I was like, why do you need so much wine? And he just turned to me and was like, we're having a big party when lockdown is over. I was like, fine, cool. Happy with this.
I freaking love my parents.
I know, they are so good. I was like, I am happy with a big party after lockdown.
Amazing. Love it.
They are so good.
Oh, dear.
Shall we go into our first Agony Aunt question?
I was going to say, do you have questions for me?
I have four.
Okay. Well, let's go for a short one because I've almost run out of time.
Shall I read you the titles of them?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go for a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll decide which one we want to
perfect.
Start with.
Perfect.
So our options are...
Mm-hmm.
Husband who? Horn
husband
dog.
Who what?
Husband who? Horn dog.
Mm-hmm.
Nappy fetish. Or milky husband. They are your options, and we shall find out which one Hannah chooses after this quick break. So, are you ready for the first question?
I am. I'm going to nibble chocolate while you speak the questions, so
okay, it's you can relatively mute me. Short. I don't know where this has came from that I've all of a sudden gone into a very low timbre.
You sound like Morgan Freeman.
Not quite. Okay, so I am a guy of 28, but I love wearing nappies. But I can't let my girlfriend know. She is my world, and I don't want her to find out. Though there is a part of me which I hope she might accept it. I worry my fetish is taking over my life as I spend too much time going to parks, quiet pubs and restaurants where I can indulge in it. I feel like my girlfriend doesn't know the real me. Should I tell her?
Yes, but don't expect to have a girlfriend afterwards.
Yeah.
So, right, in all seriousness, this is a thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 100%.
Like, this is a kink. And this is, like there is things about, like, baby stuff. But normally it is the girl, not the guy.
Yep.
So if it depends where this need is coming from. Is it just comfortable? Or do you like the lifestyle of babies?
That is what I don't understand with this question. Is he says he doesn't, because obviously his girlfriend doesn't know, he says he doesn't do it sexually. Because he goes mm-hmm. to parks, restaurants and pubs to indulge so he can sit in quiet and piss himself.
Oh, so he just likes peeing himself.
Seems like it.
Okay, no, but that's just weird.
But
stop
he is
it.
Saying it's a fetish.
I am confusion.
Yeah.
Is it just like a lifestyle fetish?
I think so.
That's weird, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Stop wearing nappies.
I think they definitely say it's a fetish. No, he doesn't. So it's just the headline is secret nappy fetish. But then he says, I'm a guy of 28 and I love wearing nappies but can't let my girlfriend know. Oh, no, he does later. He says, I worry my fetish is taking over my life as I spend so much time going to quiet parks and restaurants and pubs where I can indulge in it.
I feel like you can't really keep that kind of thing from your partner if you're expecting him to be in your life for a significant amount of time.
Where does he hide the nappies?
Exactly. Like, surely you're girlfriend would have questions about why you're buying nappies.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would. I'd be like, secret family?
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
She's gonna find out and it's probably better coming from you.
I think so. I think you're...
Because at least then you can sit her down and you can talk to her about it, and if she doesn't accept you for you, then I guess she's not right for you.
Yeah, exactly. Because she says that you're saying that she doesn't really know the real you, and I'm guessing you want her to know the real you if you're going to be in a relationship for much longer. So I think it makes sense for you to tell her, but I wouldn't expect her or force her to accept it.
Yeah, I think she needs to know, yeah, who you are. Otherwise, it's not a real relationship.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't expect her to be on board with it.
Yeah, especially because a nappy fetish won't be easy for her to take in, I can probably assume.
No, it's not the norm, so... Also, give her time. Mm-hmm. Don't expect an answer from her straight away.
Yeah, don't expect her to, like, come at it with open arms, being like, yeah, fine, cool. Piss yourself all over.
Yeah. I mean, some people are into that.
And you never know. She could be doing the same to you.
She might have a deep dark secret.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of an equivalent.
Nope. Neither can I. So I was saying to you earlier, I've realized that all of the questions today are relationship themed.
Yes.
So, our next one, we shall go with, I like to call Horn Dog.
Okay.
We've had a very, very similar question to this in the past. Our dog jumped on the bed and started humping me while I was having sex with my wife last night. We've always had an active sex life. I'm 30, my wife is 29. We have sex most nights, but our dog has never done this before. I'm wondering whether he's started something and will always be like this from now on. Should I get rid of him?
I mean, I feel like getting rid of him is quite an extreme reaction.
I think so.
I feel like, firstly, is he neutered?
Doesn't say.
Because dogs do hump things mm-hmm. if they aren't. So I would maybe take him to the vet first.
Yes.
And if not, maybe just get a lock on your door.
Yeah, I don't quite understand why the dog was in the room.
Like, yeah, right. So I would love a dog. Absolutely would love a dog. But if I'm going to bed at night, the dog's not coming in my room.
No.
Not happening. It's just don't, people. Don't.
Yeah, we've said this before on the podcast when we had the wife that kissed
the
dog.
We have, yeah.
I think that was in the episode Plant Rant. And this is very similar, but just slightly more severe.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine of it anything worse. Honestly.
I mean, it would completely kill the mood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you want to hear the original agony answer?
Oh, please.
Dogs will react excited if the owner is getting physical in all sorts of ways, so I don't blame the dog. But you don't have to have him in the room when you're having sex. Most dog trainers would say that they shouldn't sleep in the bedrooms anyway. They need to know that they are below us in the family hierarchy. If you have any other further worries about your dog, please speak to your vet.
Okay. So fairly similar advice to us then.
Yep. Right. Husband who is the next question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
My wife has given me an ultimatum. I either give up my Doctor Who identity or I lose her.
This is like the freaking Darth Kickass all over again.
I know. We are both 28 and we have been married for 3 years. She wants me to sell all my memorabilia and get a job. As the doctor, I'm always working for good in the universe. I love her, but I don't want to change. This is me.
Oh, honey.
See, here is where I think the wife is wrong.
I think there's compromise here.
Yes. He shouldn't have to sell
I think she's wrong for... Yeah. Yeah. Because loads of people collect stuff and that's absolutely fine.
And surely he's had this going for a while. He's 28.
Yeah. He'd be married for 3 years. So I think it's absolutely fine to collect stuff. She married him going into this. I do agree with her. If he's not working, mm-hmm. he should probably try and get a job.
Yep.
Because it's just, you know, especially if you're struggling for money, both of you should be working. You're married. Just, you know, if your partner is struggling, you should be helping out financially.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just give up the persona of you are the doctor, because let's be real, you're not.
No. Jodie
went. But I don't think it's... Yes, I don't think it's fair to give up your memorabilia.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just want to know how much Doctor Who memorabilia
has. So compromise is needed. I know, is this like a whole house? Like, maybe you should get a job so you can buy a shed to put it all in.
I think so. Like, we both like Doctor Who more than, like, the regular people.
Yeah.
Even though I've not watched any of Jodie Whittaker at all.
I started.
I've not touched it.
I've not. It's the first year I've not had a TV license.
Yeah. I've just not watched since.
So.
Probably the first few seasons of Capaldi.
Yeah. I've grown to like Capaldi's.
Oh, I just loved. Run. Yeah, I grew to like him, but really enjoyed him.
Yeah.
In the end.
Yeah,
still like, not as much.
I will rewatch them, and I
not as much as Tenant. Never as much as Tenant.
Oh, Tenant all the way. If I was to rate them, it would probably be Tenant, then Capaldi and
Matt Smith
together, like joint together, and they're just my three doctors.
Me too. I didn't ever get into Christopher Eccleston.
No, but that's because Christopher Eccleston didn't get into it.
Yep, and he pretty much said that
he didn't like doing it.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain he said a very, very similar thing to Daniel Craig said when he was asked to do another Bond, which, trigger warning, he said he would rather slit his wrists than do another season.
Oh, wow.
Which I think's a bit harsh.
Yeah,
but I mean, I do feel sorry for Christopher Eccleston because he often gets forgotten about.
He does, but it's because he had such a short reign. But I think he was probably best for that time of the Doctor. Because he was meant to be moody and hating life.
Yeah, because he had just... Yeah.
So, you know, he just had the whole Time War shit. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Tennant...
Anyway, we'll stop nerding out.
Just Tennant. That's all we need to say.
Tennant forever!
But neither of us have Doctor Who memorabilia.
No, I don't think so.
Like, I have the original video box set of season one sitting literally, like, next to me under my feet. But other than that...
Yeah, I have them on DVD, some of them.
But I've not got memorabilia. I maybe have, like, a TARDIS pencil sharpener somewhere, but...
But nothing hardcore.
But nothing hardcore like this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, fourth and final question.
Go for it. Hit me.
This is another one of pain that I'm going to struggle to say, okay?
This is the milk one.
Yep. Yes, it is. I've been breastfeeding my husband for nearly 2 years now.
No!
I can't go on living this way. I am 30, he is 29. It began...
No!
It began when my daughter was born. I decided to breastfeed my baby and my husband jokingly said, I want some too. I agreed, but I wish I said no. It got so much worse as my husband is no longer gentle with me. He calls me mama sometimes and it just feels all wrong. When I say it must stop, he just breaks down and cries. He has hurt my nipples so much, I have had to stop breastfeeding our daughter. What do I do?
No! Leave him.
I've never struggled to get through an agony aunt question as much as that one. Even Leon's milk.
I mean, everyone who is friends or is a partner of someone who's had a child at some point has gone, what does it taste like? Mm-hmm. And maybe not everyone's tried it, but some people probably have tried like a little sip or whatever.
Yeah, but they usually have it from the bottle, not straight from the boob.
But it's normally, no, from the bottle. It's a little joke. It's just curiosity, mm-hmm. and that is all. Mm-hmm. Don't breastfeed your husband. Oh, so many mummy issues to unwrap there.
Yeah, he says he calls her mama sometimes.
I mean, the only time that's okay is if you're doing it in a jokey way and you're going, hey, baby mama, or hey, sexy mama. Mm-hmm. There has to be an adjective in front of it.
Mm-hmm. Never just mama.
And the fact that he cries when she says no, and that she's had to stop breastfeeding her child, leave him.
Yep. It says when I say Sorry, it no. must
right.
stop, he
Sensitive
breaks.
Answer. Yep. Take him to therapy.
That is what the original Agony Aunt says.
Yeah, I feel like there is definitely some deeply rooted emotional, probably traumatic issues that are going on there.
Just as like a little PSA, if this is you and you are listening to this episode, the College of Sexual and Relationship Therapists, 020-8543-2707 is the phone number.
You don't even need to be these people, just if you have a similar
situation.
Just if
you're having a similar situation.
Please.
Apparently you need to
please
phone
seek the help
Corst.
That you need.
Corst. It's the College of Sexual and Relationship Therapists. Or corst.org, C-O-S-R-T.org.
Please get the help that you need.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, stop breastfeeding your husband now. I don't give a shit whether he cries.
Like,
he's a grown man.
No, just...
He's 29 years of age. He does not need a bitty.
Start to wean him as you would a baby.
Wean. I love the word wean.
Wean him off... Because in this situation, breast is not best.
Definitely not best.
No, no. Especially seeing as you can't be like you can't speak. You cannot breastfeed your child.
Yeah, because he's hurt you so much.
Baby child.
This is bordering on abuse.
It's not okay. It's not just get some help.
Yeah.
Get some help.
Yeah.
That is all I have to say to that. Amen.
Not amen. Not amen. It's
sorry.
Oh, man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I just.
As
still,
you can tell, I did not go to church. But y'all need some Jesus.
Oh, I just cannot get over how long this has been going on for.
Yeah.
Like, he is literally. Hurt this woman's nipples so much that she has had to stop breastfeeding her daughter.
I have no words. Just stop, man. Stop. You're hurting your wife. You're hurting your child. You've let yourself down. You've let your family down. And worst of all, you've let me down.
You've let us down.
Yes.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if this is Leon.
No, the milk's too fresh for him.
You have a point, actually. You have a point. Straight from the
teat. Oh, I was going to make a really, really bad, bad joke there.
No. The fact that... Oh. No.
No, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm out.
We're done with that. If you have any Agniac questions you want to send in to us, please send them to... podhanda@gmail.com. That's podhanda@gmail.com.
You can find us on Instagram at HandA Podcast. That's HANDA Podcast.
Yeah.
And send us questions on there as well if you want.
Yeah. And that's us for this week. We've had a great time.
Yes.
But
little warning, if you do send us any questions like the ones we've had today, we will rip the utter piss out of you. But it comes from a place of love, okay?
It comes from a place of love, honestly. We love getting questions. We love answering them. As Dear Abby said a few weeks ago, it's so satisfying.
It is. It's also hilarious.
Yeah. If you are breastfeeding your husband, please stop. And if you need any help, please message us on Instagram.
Yes. We're here to help. On that note, until next week, guys.
See you later.
Bye.